Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your host, Jay, mainly from the School Days Podcast. As always, we thank everybody who listens. If you guys want to follow us on any social media platform, man, Facebook.com/School Days Podcast, Twitter.com will be at School Days 92, and Instagram will be at School Days Podcast 92. If you guys want to donate to us, Patreon.com/The School Days Podcast. We always are appreciative of all the donations we get. It means a lot to us. We wouldn't be nothing without y'all. Merch. I know you guys, you know, we're trying to figure out when that's going to drop. We're still working out the kinks on that. Still trying to get some designs ready for you guys to roll out and see which ones you guys prefer and like the best. And then we'll just, you know, go from there and keep you guys updated as it goes along. But I'm gonna keep on talking about it in every intro before each podcast. Still steadily growing, still, you know, having people listen to us and still climbing charts. And it's all because you guys, you know, spreading the word, and new people who, you know, mess with us are saying how much they like it as well. So really appreciate everybody who listens to us, and we wouldn't be, you know, getting this notoriety without you guys, man. So without further ado, I guess we can just go ahead and dip into the podcast, man. Y'all be safe and hope you guys enjoy it. Hey, what's good, everybody? This is your host, Jay Manley, of the School Days Podcast. Episode, we'll be on 23 now, bro.
23, Jordan episode, hey. LeBron episode, actually.
Hey, Bron gang over here, bitch. As always, we thank all the listeners, man. And I'm not going to go through all that, man, because I already dropped that in the intro. So, starting out with motherfucking news, because y'all know I couldn't wait to get about this shit. I know me and Aaron couldn't wait to jump on this shit, excuse me. I know y'all been waiting for this sole reason after what's happening. Well, you're wearing this right now on a Sunday, so yesterday, Saturday. For y'all, who are not aware, there was a protest. There's a fucking protest in Virginia for White Lives Matter, aka alt-right, aka neo-Nazi motherfuckers. In Virginia, and it basically, like, it seemed like nothing was being done to stop it. Like, damn near like free game. They was running over black people who were like anti-protest, like, against whatever protesting or whatever. They were running over black people. A person died. Just chaotic, bro. Like, damn near purge shit, bro. Like. And I was even watching videos and shit, and they were really on some, like, we're not gonna take it anymore. We're gonna stand up for our rights. Blah blah blah. And I'm just like wow, like, yeah, like, y'all really are on that, bro. Like, ooh.
Okay. Let's not be biased here. Let's just analyze the situation.
Go ahead. I had to get it out, bro. Go ahead.
I know. I already know. I was like, let me just let him go in for his little. if anybody doesn't know Jalen, you should know that he's like pro-black. Like, he's very sensitive about, you know, his people. He's not racist. You know what I mean,
I'm definitely not racist. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm not racist. I'm far from that, bro. But I don't stand for bullshit, bro. And something else, I don't want to cut you off, but something else, bro, that, like, pisses me off. It's, like, the fact that, like, Black Lives Matter, you know, is basically solely off of, you know, black people getting killed by the police. And then, you know, to go against that, majority of people, some niggas too, majority of people being white people, come in with All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter. You know what I mean? Forgetting the narrative that innocent black people are dying for no fucking reason, you know? So, whenever I see, like, a white person or an Asian person or somebody who's not black get killed by the police, and All Lives Matter is nowhere to be found to protest, but Black Lives Matter is out there protesting, that really rubs me the wrong fucking way, because it's like, you're just saying this shit just to say it. You don't mean nothing you're fucking saying. You don't care about nothing that's going on with these people out here, bro. That's what gets to me. So that's why when I watched that video and seen motherfuckers screaming All Lives Matter and shit, and then people are pulling these motherfuckers occupations, and they're fucking teachers and shit. It's like really? That makes me think, like, damn, bro, like, we probably really was getting taught at Pike by some All Lives Matter ass niggas, bro. You ever think about that?
Yeah, let me give you my take on just everything when it comes to just not only this event, but all in all. I have the same thing to say about all these little race news, what I call it. Race news. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate of what happened in Virginia. You know what I mean? People have their different sides on how they feel about it and all this. But this is how it is. I am a firm believer of all lives matter. You know, all lives do matter at the end of the day. However, it's just as African Americans, we get the shit on the end of the stick, unfortunately. We just happen to get, you know.
Okay, quick question, bro.
Yeah.
Quick question. You know, I got to say something. But are you aware that All Lives Matter was based solely just to make Black Lives Matter shut the fuck up?
I mean,
it was made with that intent. So that's the only problem I have when people say they supported.
I can't say that because I don't know who made that. So I can't say it was
based around the intent, though, bro. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
It came from the idea of Black Lives Matter. But hold on, let me finish. And we, like I said, African Americans just happen to get the shit on the end of the stick. I do feel like we do get the worst treatment. We are the most minority. Well, I ain't gonna say the most, but as far as like the major races that consisted that, you know, that fill up the U.S., we do get the shit on the end of the stick. Now, here's a couple points that I gotta make with that though. The Black Lives Matter, why you don't hear that come out of my mouth a lot is because as people, we are our biggest enemy. Because
That's true.
You know what happened in the streets of Nap all day, yeah. Let alone just not even just Nap, just America, period.
Yeah.
Blacks is off in each other. Yeah. And I will not get past that. I can't fix my mouth to say that if my people killing each other. I can't go out here and represent us and we killing each other. Like, that's step one. We can't even get past step one.
That's cool, bro. But that in no way, shape, or form gives motherfuckers a green light.
It doesn't justify, no, but I'm not finished. Black people. I'm not finished. It doesn't justify, no, it does not. But we have to get past stage one first before
we do. I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. We do.
Right,
we do.
But it's not a mixture. It's not like we can't all, let me still preach Black Lives Matter while we work on the problem. That, no, we have to solve the internal problem first. And then... Bro. Like, okay, yes, it's messed up, but I can't choose sides because, like, we're playing both sides because we're playing our enemy and our ally. Like, we are the problem with police.
That's not how it works, bro. That's not how it works because, like I just said, bro, like, yes, we do need to work on ourselves, but at the same time, bro, we can still try to fucking, we still can take up for each other and rally for each other when motherfuckers are getting killed for walking in their neighborhood with a fucking bag of Skittles in Arizona, bro.
In your defense, yes. The attention is more on us if you, I mean, look at history. But also if you look deeper into history, you know that we are the oppressed, which led us to be low lives. And, you know, as a mass race, we was low lives. But now, all this internet and all this social media and shit, all this shit posted in your face every day, you should be able to just, as a whole, we need to wake up, all of us. Not 15,000 of us. I'm talking about
everybody.
Everybody.
And I stand by the fact, and I agree with you, in the fact that until we get our shit together, which I've been saying for the longest fucking time, because we need to have another revolution, bro. Period. We need to have a new Black Panther Party get together and get on that, bro, and get together like we used to be back in the day. Like, well, I wouldn't know because I wasn't alive, but back in the 70s and shit, you know what I'm saying? And back in the 60s
and 70s. You see, the thing is, I'm with you on that, like, as far as, like, those type of positive things happening are great. It does change lives, but it won't never change all. It's all about the individual.
Yeah.
Do the majority of us really care about each other?
That's the problem.
Like, at this rate, no. At this rate, no. It's looking ugly. I don't want to be negative Nancy, but this shit is like, it's crazy. Like, to how many ignorant people there are out there, it outweighs the truly woke people. Then you have your fake woke people. Yeah. You know, not even going to get really deep into all that, you know. But it's like, it's a whole bunch of sides to every story, and that's why everybody has to come together and make one. Yeah. And
it will never be a difference until people get off of their own personal agendas, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You gotta have your own personal agenda and fight for what's right, because people are so concerned about, you know, oh, well, yeah, a black kid died, but it's not my kid. That attitude is not going to help us as a people move forward ever in life, bro.
Because it could be them.
Exactly. That's why I like when, like, bro, for instance, bro, like fucking, like, shout out to Christian and Zay. But, like, Zay, like, if I see him in trouble, bro, I'm going to act like that's Jalid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like little brother.
Yeah, like, if I know your brother and I see you out on some bullshit, or if I see you doing something that's not right, I'm going to treat you like you're my little brother and make sure you do what I can to make sure you're on the right path. That's just this.
Make sure you're good. Yeah.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, not a lot of people, not a lot of us, bro, black people, think like that. And that, I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right as far as, like, it
but
starts
the,
with step
the,
one.
The scary part is, it's so many people who this subject doesn't even cross their mind.
Uh-oh. You good.
Excuse me, people. Had a little. But, yeah. Yeah, but the subject doesn't even cross their mind. It's crazy. It's so like up. They just wake up every day and just live life. I see it with my own eyes. Like, well, you got so many problems of your own that you don't even care to solve, that these outside problems don't even enter your mind. You just, they're not even attacking their own problems. They just living life every day. You know? So that's a lot of people doing that, and that's scary too. It's like they're not even aware of the situation.
Crazy, man. Fuck, bro. Like, oh, and of course, you know, it ain't my president, and I believe it's not Aaron's president either. Anybody who voted for Trump, your president really ain't speaking about it on Twitter like that. I think that's hilarious.
Presidents are pawns anyway.
You said it's what?
Presidents are pawns anyway.
We talked about that, but it's still, he's. His voice is leading a lot of this shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't tweeted all week, but this motherfucker can come at CNN and drop a GIF. This nigga dropped a GIF, bro, at CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize how, bro, we use GIFs in the group chat and man chat to talk shit.
Right.
Not the fucking president of the United States. I know you speechless, but
it's a board game, man.
Yeah,
that's what this shit is.
I don't know, man.
We just gotta, you know, keep passing go.
Yeah, something's gotta fucking give, bro. I don't know. I think this is unfortunate. It's crazy, and I think I love how, like, these, like, news sites and shit are, like, taking pictures of motherfuckers with fucking Nazi symbols tattooing their fucking chest with skinheads and calling them and saying victims are getting tear gassed. Really? Protesting victims are getting tear gassed with clear hate agendas? Word?
How I see it is, yeah, it's just unfortunate that people just make so many hateful decisions. Me as an individual, I'm gonna just try to keep me and my family away from all that. I'm not gonna be one of those people out there, you know, protesting or you know. Once I see that there's enough people that's willing to do it, then I try to make a change. But I don't want to put all my energy and my life into doing that. And you know, I mean. I could it sounds selfish, but I'm just going to live and do me every day. You know what I mean? And just try to stay away from that. And, you know, if it comes to a point where a crisis like that hits close to me, you already know I'm ready.
Well,
as far as defense goes,
I'm on that. So if you want
I already know your moves, man. Yeah,
I'm on that. I need to go ahead.
Special practices on that shit.
Hey, I need to go ahead and order my 1970s Black Panther Party uniform and shit.
The leather jacket.
Yeah, give me the leather jacket. Give me the gloves. Hey, you know what I thought about? I'm not trying to get this on lighter note. I thought about being, remember in the Warriors? Remember the refs?
yeah, right.
Remember the one with the glasses?
The Warriors?
I thought I'd be here for Halloween this year, bro.
Nigga Jalen gonna be like, I want them all. I want them all alive, if not wasted. But I want them. looking ass.
If y'all haven't seen The Warriors, see that, please. It's a good ass fucking movie. Hell yeah. Are we going to go ahead and do lame stamps?
Let's give him the lame stamp of the week, man. Right, this nigga's lame.
We gotta stop it real quick. Lame stamp is coming right up. We'll be right back.
Let the whole wide world see which dumb fuck gets Aaron's lame stamp of the week. Fucking dumbasses. Y'all, every week, man, it's crazy we really got a segment for this shit. For dumb fucks like y'all. You're welcome.
And we are back. Lame stamp of the week. Aaron, you want to go ahead and give it to him?
All right, so what we got is, man, this nigga DMX, man.
DMX!
For those of y'all who don't know, New York rap legend turned Sting.
Crack fucking head.
You know, he got into some more shit. Apparently, he's on house arrest now. He's on the ban. Uh-huh. Rapper DMX has been placed on house arrest after reportedly failing 4 drug tests. 46-year-old Earl Simmons surrendered to New York authorities on July 13th after he was slapped with 14 federal counts of tax evasion. They accused him of failing to pay $1.7 million to the IRS. And, of course, he pled not guilty and was granted bail. The terms of his release was to remain in the New York area while the case was pending. But he left the state reportedly to visit his family in St. Louis without notifying his PO. You know what I mean? And on Friday, he appeared in New York court, and the judge learned he had also tested positive for marijuana and cocaine on 4 separate occasions in recent weeks. And then they put the band on him. So, I mean, I don't know who's been keeping up with DMX over the past years, but I mean, he's just been having recent run-ins with law enforcement, and it's just like, yeah. I'm done now. Like, you're lame, cuz. Like, you have 2 of the top 10
albums.
Hold on. Let's let this marinate here. You have 2 of the top 10 selling albums, rap albums in history.
Yeah.
And you just let your name tarnish like that? Like, this is how it ends? DMX, the Sting, this in and out of jail, not taking care of his kids. Like, what's going on?
It's wild, bro. It's really wild. I'm not like a stan DMX fan, but
there's respect there.
I fuck with his albums heavily, bro. Like, Whenever House Is Going Down comes on, bro, I rap the whole fucking song word for word type shit. Like, I fuck with X. But it's like, damn, man, like, that's what you're really on, bro? Like, fuck, dude.
It's like, you have to get to a point where, like, damn, man, I got all this money, man. I need to stop bumping my. I mean, but that's the Sting shit.
It's like, bro, okay. He had to become a crackhead before he got big rapping, because
this was years ago. I mean, if he was truly into the streets, then he probably had already experienced that.
Yeah, because think about it, bro. Like, if you're making all this money and you're not a crackhead, why are you doing crack in the late 90s? I can understand Bobby and Whitney, because it was the 80s and niggas didn't know what crack was really about back then. It was the new drug, kind of like.
I mean, I don't know if it was necessarily crack or cocaine, because it is 2 different uses. Like, they're the same thing, but 2 different forms and 2 different uses.
Wasn't he a crackhead too? Or isn't he a crackhead too?
Allegedly.
I know X is doing coke, but.
Allegedly, but I know for a fact he was positive for coke.
I know, allegedly,
there was talks over years, yeah, where he was, you know, smoking crack. He might have been, you know? But regardless, he's a Sting, so
yeah,
it's that life, like, yeah, it just is. Once you marry that thing, man, you've seen New Jack, man. I don't even gotta explain this. You've seen New Jack City. If you ain't seen New Jack City, go ahead and go watch that, man.
Rockabye,
and DMX is on some G Money stuff right now.
Yeah, if you haven't seen New Jack City, definitely go see it. Fried, but yeah. This nigga DMX, man.
Lame stamp of the week.
Lame as
Go fuck. Ahead and give it to him.
Lame as fucking fuck. Music, surprisingly, we didn't really have anything for music.
It's been quiet in the world.
Been kind of a dry week. I mean, like, it's been, like, little, like, bullshit here and there. Like,
Yeah, everybody's still on that Usher fat girl shit. Like,
whoa, yeah, we can talk about that. Oh, shit, yes. We do have something from actually. I'm tripping. So, apparently Usher ain't got no herpes and he's still on the fat girl. I'm sorry for everybody who's mad about the fat shaming, but she's fat. Yeah, apparently Usher is suing the fat girl for, what's that called, bro? What's that shit called? Defamation of character.
Yeah,
he ain't really got herpes and she never had sex with him or some shit. Or I think she said she had sex with him, but she don't got herpes, but she's feeling at risk, so that's what she's suing him. But motherfuckers been exposing her and apparently she's like a big ass like scammer and shit. And apparently if you remember that video of Usher like grinding on a fat girl on stage, it was all over YouTube and shit. Apparently that's to her, basically.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So that's fucking that. Man. Yeah, man. Usher. That's right. It's like wow, like why would you even play like that? Now everybody gets sued and get your whole life earnings.
The thing is, Usher got bread. She don't even have the money that he's about to come for.
Yes. Exactly. Like, it's not that deep. Bitch, if you don't really got herpes, like, just drop it, leave it alone. Find another fucking come up. Like, find another fucking come up, for real, because that ain't it. Especially if you, like, on some lying shit. Like, what's the fucking point? Really.
Just another bullshit ass person trying to come up off a celebrity.
And nigga Usher. So should I issue Usher an apology for making that poll?
Hey man, I mean technically we was on his side, you know.
Low key, yeah, low key, because we was still trying to convince motherfuckers to still fuck him and shit. Yeah.
Right.
Shit, never mind. Shit, Usher, we had your back, bro. We knew you didn't. We knew it was lying, bro. We knew it all along, bro. If you're listening to this podcast, bro, we knew it all along, bro. You're more than welcome on the show.
Hell yeah.
Shit. Dang. I'm glad you thought of that, bro, because I would have went without talking about that shit.
It's been all over everywhere.
Yeah. I forgot to even put it. Yeah. Fuck. And nothing really else for music, huh? Or hip hop.
Yeah.
It's really been like a dry week, I think, bro. Like.
Right.
Yeah.
Still no C5, you know.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna tell you, bro. Like on some personal shit, not even news. Bro, okay, so when I was in Chicago and shit, and you know, sometimes like just going through picking a song kinda gets boring. You have Apple Music, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know how they have like the different radio stations and shit? Like Dr. Uh-huh. Seuss's Pharmacy, you know, Pharrell, different sorts. So I damn near fuck with OVO Sound Radio.
Oh, is this coming? You guys heard it here. Coming, technically, yes. It's August 14th on the East Coast. 12:40 a.m. Jalen Manley just admitted to fucking with OVO Sound. I need y'all to enjoy this moment right now because this is the only time we'll hear this ever.
Nick, bro, whoever the fucking DJ is on that shit, bro.
Fire.
Yes, bro. It's just like a nice, smooth fucking mix of like you know, American rap, UK rap, UK R&B, American R&B.
You want to know what did just break today?
What?
Okay, you know how Drake got Wayne tattooed, right?
Yeah.
Well, John Wall got a baby picture of Wayne tattooed on him.
You talking about the fucking Carter 3 baby picture?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yep. That's the exact picture he used. So it's right that. Above. Sorry, he has that right above his Tupac picture. Yeah, so he's putting Wayne above Tupac.
I don't blame him. Personally, I mean, I would rather listen to Wayne and Tupac. I'm sorry. No, I'm just saying.
It's cool. I'm loving this podcast right now.
No, but I'm saying, bro. Okay.
You know what? That's a whole another segment for.
Well, we might as well get into it, bro, because we ain't got nothing else for music, bro.
Go ahead and tell everybody how you feel. I'm okay, waiting.
Bro, because it's like, bro, why people put fucking Tupac on such a fucking big pedestal, bro, and it's like he wasn't that great of a rapper. I'm sorry, he really wasn't. He wasn't, bro.
I mean, let me just go ahead.
Pedestal because it's, you know, his social shit and the movies and all that, but as far as just pure rap. No, bro. No.
People were more in love with his character.
Yes.
Rather than his rap.
Yes.
They're more in love with his character. It's no, like you said, he's not just lyrically. You don't listen to a Tupac song and be like, oh, shit. What? Exactly. What? Like, no, you just be like, oh, that was some real shit. Oh, yeah. Okay. That was some real. That's it. Like, that's not a great rapper, yeah. Like, getting on, like, pound for pound, no.
I don't really get that shit, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, as far as like, and even when people try to bring up Drake as the best rapper, no. He can possibly go down as great as artist ever, but it's rapping, no. No, that's like, I hold that fucking name scale with Drake.
Dude, and I meant to say that too. I was just listening to like, ignorant shit and stunting off Dedication 3, just some 08-09 Drake the other day. Dude, he does not spit anymore. Yeah, he'll have a rap verse on one of his songs, but he don't spit anymore. I'm talking about just pure rap. Like, I'm just like, damn, Drake does not do that anymore. Like, if he would have did more of that, if he would have, you know, balanced it out better, I would have gave him more credit. But on top of, you know, not just... He turned 80% of his current songs into R&B, and on top of, like, you know, the ghostwriting shit.
Yeah.
But when it comes to that, man, it's millions of rappers that have ghostwriters, so...
Yeah.
In his defense, like, it's a lot of rappers that's out here getting their shit wrote.
But he's now saying he's the best rapper, though. Or those rappers aren't saying the best.
Well, I've never heard him say he's the best rapper, you know, in defense of Wayne.
Oh, you talking Wayne or Drake?
I've never heard Drake say he's the best rapper.
Bro, what? Nigga, he just said on a, hold up. I can't remember the exact line verbatim that he was like, something, I'm top three and I'm not two, something.
But in all, he said one? I don't know
basically,
about that one.
Yes, basically, he's the best rapper and I'm like, nigga.
But in the end, he knows better. If you go on a Drake interview and be like, oh, so who do you think is the best? Oh. Wayne is probably the best rapper of all time. Come on now. Oh, speaking of it, that came out of plenty of rappers' mouths, by the way. Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. You know, just in case you listeners didn't know.
Yeah.
Big Sean.
Wayne is. I'm gonna say this.
Kanye West said Wayne is the greatest ever.
I'm still giving Jay-Z that for the simple fact I feel like, and this will disagree, but it comes to the preference. I mean, like, I'd rather listen to Jay-Z's discovery than Lil Wayne's. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And vice versa. You're rather listen to Wayne's discovery than fucking Jay-Z's. But
correct.
Yeah, but yeah.
I have respect for Jay-Z, though.
Same here. I just don't like the new Lil Wayne where he keeps on making that voice. It's like, bro, can you please just...
What? All right, never mind.
Like, okay.
Fuck. It's okay, like, because...
No, listen. Like, bro, why do you have to have at least one song on each, like, project or whatever that you come up with about eating pussy? Or a line about eating pussy?
I'm about to say, he only dumbs it down to, like, maybe one line. He don't say that as often now.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, people haven't really heard. Well, for one, Wayne has only put out like three projects in the past 3 or 4 years due to his situation. But
yeah.
It's like people, the other, like, you know, the little underground features and all that. They don't go looking for that like they used to. So it's like people ain't really hearing Wayne no more. So it's like verse for verse, you wouldn't really be able to tell unless you go looking for his music. I can sit here and name off songs, but that'll just be, you know, we're going to not do that for the grace of time. You know?
What was the, I don't even know, we just did one on a big ass tangent. What was the original argument?
I mean, we was just, you know, balancing, you know, just going through music, not really an original subject.
I'm saying, like, what was I forget what I was really originally even talking about, though, at first, like, as far as that tangent we went on. Fuck, I forget, man. But. Oh no, because you said something about like Wayne Tupac, and I just said Wayne.
We was talking about John Wall's tattoo.
Yeah, John Wall's tattoo. I said something about OVO Sound Radio. But yeah, anybody who has fucking Apple Music, if you have that, OVO Sound Radio, please.
This sounds so weird right now.
No, but I mean, it's not the first time I gave Jason props. Like I said, I liked fucking More Life too.
And you were singing along to his verse at the concert, you know.
Bro, I'm not giving Drake that credit.
First of all, you was kind of hype.
Kanye West concert.
You was kind of hype, man.
I was at a Kanye West concert and fucking what's that song called, bro? I forget the name of the fucking song. Out of school. Yeah, we done. Pop
yeah,
style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pop style. Yeah.
And Kanye did his verse, and I was just singing the chorus, which happened to be sung by Drake. I wasn't intentionally singing it. Like, man, this is. I can't wait. Like when the song.
I don't know, man. So something about Drake's melody. You was feeling on that song,
bro. When the song drops. Okay. I'll be the first mention. Drake got some hits, bro. Especially his like smooth shit.
Controller.
Bro. Like, okay, yeah, I fucking controller. Okay. But his smooth shit, like fucking like Madonna and
Find Your Love.
Decent Land of Vegas and Find The Good Ones Go. You said what?
Find Your Love is underrated.
It is. It's very underrated. The Good Ones Go. What else, bro? Fuck.
Camera is the smoothest shit ever.
Yes.
Hey, you know that song was produced by Lex Luthor? Remember we was talking about that?
Oh, really?
I mean, Lex Luger, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. That he produced, I told you when he started to venture off, you know that with like that a year after new
that,
sound.
That heavy flock of shit too. That's crazy.
Yep.
So he produced the Cameras beat or the Good Ones Go?
He didn't produce Cameras, but he didn't produce it alone. I think it was him and 40.
Oh. Wow. Got some young money facts for y'all today, man. Young money facts.
Yeah, if anybody didn't know, Lex Luger produced Camera for the most part.
That's crazy. I think
that's all we got for music.
I don't think we got anything else. I don't think we got anything else, man, for music. You want to do gaming first or you want to do sports, bro?
Man, let's go ahead and knock out the sports here, man. Let's start with your mans, man. What's up with your mans,
I can't find my phone even looking at those, bro, so I'm going to let you go ahead and
What's up with your... All right, so basically, you know, Jalen's a Cowboys fan, y'all, you know.
Yes.
We got another little situation here in Dallas. Everybody that knows anything about the NFL knows... The big powerhouse the Cowboys got at running back that had a fantastic rookie season, Ezekiel Elliott. Zeke the Freak. Well, Zeke got us a little trouble into the offseason in a domestic violence case, you know, was brought up here. And the Cowboys and the NFL had an ongoing investigation into the case. And apparently, you know, came back to bite Zeke in the ass. You know, so the Cowboys ended up suspending him for a big chunk of games.
Cowboys didn't suspend him. The NFL suspended him.
You know what I meant.
You got to clarify because this is really some bullshit.
It is. So Zeke, for those of you who don't know, is appealing the suspension because it's a big chunk, man. It's 6 games. That's a lot. 6 games. My take on it is that the Cowboys if they play their cards right, they should be just fine. With the backups that they have, don't sleep on them. Darren McFadden finished fourth. If people didn't know, he finished fourth in rushing last season.
And bro, why are people sleeping on fucking Alfred Morris too? Also,
excuse me, it wasn't last season. It was 2015. Yeah. But yeah, people sleep on Alfred Morris. Yeah, yeah.
So wait, Alfred Morris wasn't that nigga in Washington, bro. I remember a few games watching this nigga play against us when he was with the Redskins. Like, what the fuck? Y'all not tackle this nigga? Yeah,
come on now. They still have two decent backs. Yes. Like,
and Alfred Morris has been to a few Pro Bowls, if I'm not mistaken.
What year would that have been? Was that
like for 13 or 14?
Yes, it was 13.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, don't sleep on Alfred Morris, please don't. But what I got to say about this is it's really bullshit, and I say that because yes, it is domestic violence, and you know, prayers go out to anybody going through that type of situation, and it's never okay for a man to hit a woman, you know. But for there to be no proof, legitimate proof, just he say, she say, and a little bullshit there, a little bullshit there, and charges dropped, and y'all still get this man in suspicion? Like, really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay.
I feel like it's really to, like we did clarify it wasn't the Cowboys' decision, but hey, what if the NFL, it was Roger Goodell's decision to, okay, I need to take the heat off of this organization because they've taken a lot of fire. Cowboys have had a lot of trouble in the past 2-3 years, like as far as behavior, Mm-hmm. Like you got McClain getting suspended last year twice. Like, come on now, you got Sean Lee back then. Like, come on
Sean
now.
Sean Lee was getting suspended.
No, well, hold on. No, that was an injury. So who else? Somebody else. It was another linebacker that got suspended for it.
Rolando, no. The same way you're talking about.
No, I already said him. It was another one. It was another linebacker.
A linebacker?
Yeah, it was like
you think about the fucking defensive end. Fuck. He played for the Panthers before for beating that girl.
Right.
And then we signed him. And then he was Greg Ellis. He was on the sideline getting into it with Dez Bryant and shit.
And then you got this pass mishap with Lucky Whitehead. But
that wasn't even him, though. It wasn't, yeah, that was,
yeah, most, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was about to say. You know, they come to find out, you know, it was, yeah, you know, but it was still, judgment. it's still negative media towards the Cowboys. They like, man, we have to do something. We just can't keep letting these players slide. Well, they ain't necessarily a player slide. They still suspended them, but it's like, we got to keep going with the process. We can't let none of these Cowboys slip. And that's how they felt about it. And, you know, like you said, charges drop, but it's like, They on the strength of, like, we don't even want y'all names mixed up with this. We don't need no type of attention. Y'all just need to stay away from all this. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like, yeah, it should be appealed because I feel like they should base it off strictly proof. Mm-hmm. Like, can you prove this happened? No.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate his name was in it.
She gets appealed, man. Hopefully the judge is a Cowboys fan.
All right. You know, we'll see if it's really America's team.
Same with the NFL, man. Oh, shit, my headphones fell off. We both having technical difficulties and shit today. Same with the NFL, though. Michael Bennett and Marshawn Lynch did not stand for the... Pledge of Allegiance. For the Stars, Spangled Banner.
National anthem. Excuse us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Star Spangled Banner.
That's what it is, ain't it?
It's the national anthem.
The Star Spangled Banner is the national anthem, bro. Am I right?
Nah, I don't think so.
Hold up.
Star Spangled Banner is our country, tears of thee, and shit like that.
For real?
Yeah, it's a whole different song. That's why they say, please stand for the national anthem.
Hold on, how about the...
I'm telling you, they're two different songs, man. Because it's like from sea to shining sea, and then they say America, America.
Bro, are you sure, bro?
Yeah, Femo. I remember elementary school.
Star Spangled Banner, bro.
No, that's not.
I'm looking at it on YouTube right now, bro. Look, look.
So what's that song then that I
but
learned?
They call the national anthem too. I'm thinking, but
I've never heard what you're thinking
about. You never I've heard, never heard them say.
I've heard of the Star Spangled Banner, of course, but I've never heard them say stand up for our Star Spangled Banner. I've always heard them say stand up for our national anthem.
Well, I mean, a few pipe games where they said stand up for the Star Spangled Banner.
I don't remember
football
that
and
one.
Basketball. Yeah, like at Colts games and Pacers games and shit. Yeah, of course. Yeah, the national anthem.
It's been a while since we've been in elementary, but, you know, I'm also not a Patriot, so. don't get me wrong. I love the country, but I'm not like. Oops. Okay, I don't live and die for these anthems.
All right, YouTube. Thank you. All right. My fault. I low-key got a plug for these Thirst teams coming out next Saturday, and. I need them in my life. nah, man. But my thing is, like, motherfuckers are really surprised. Like, first of all, do y'all not know the Bennett brothers don't give a fuck about shit?
Right.
Especially, like, Martellus don't, but Michael.
He's very vocal.
Yes. And I think Michael's, like, more so on the pro-black. I mean, Martellus is, too. But Michael don't mind not playing in the NFL again type shit.
Yeah,
like Michael's on that.
He's got his ring, so it's like I don't know.
Y'all really are surprised about Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch. Y'all really surprised about that? Like really?
I mean, he come in the league making statements. Yeah. I love that.
Yes,
I love
eating
that.
Banana, chilling.
It's crazy.
Like, yeah, man, y'all deal with it, or what you gonna do now? Burn your fucking Marshawn Lynch jerseys and make sniper shirts. Make sniper shirts with the sniper lenses on Marshawn Lynch and Martell Bennett.
Chill out, chill.
All lives matter. Blue lives matter. I mean, I'm still on that, bro. Okay, so. First of all, how the fuck are you going to say Blue Lives Matter like the cop didn't sign up to fucking protect, quote-unquote, protect and serve? That's what I'm saying. Motherfuckers are getting the narrative when they're trying to fucking combat Black Lives Matter. They're getting the narrative wrong. They're just trying to say something to go against it. They don't really have a fucking clear agenda. They're not really protesting shit. They don't really want anything to truly change for the better, bro. It's just a fucking rebuttal and fucking make black people shut the fuck up. That's all it is.
That's a good point there. I agree there are some out there like that, but it's like this type of stuff right here, this like football play, like celebrities standing up, I do truly believe that makes a great impact because they have so many, such a big following.
A lot of power too.
Like a lot of power. If more of them were to be vocal, like, this thing could have like a slim fighting chance. I don't think there's a fighting chance at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Yeah, let's just go into the other topic because I'm starting to get shitty again. On to something light, bro. I've been seeing, we don't get really that much NBA news. I've been seeing though, bro, that I guess apparently the Trailblazers have a real legit chance of getting Melo now. He doesn't want to go there, but
I mean,
he doesn't want to work, but he doesn't want to even wave his trade clause to go there unless they told him something he want to hear.
That's what it's going to come down to, his attitude.
Yeah,
because if he goes there with that bad attitude, it's not gonna work out with him and Dame.
Dead, bro. And I'm kind of thinking too, bro. Damn near kind of going into the same situation as it would be in Houston, except you got you got James Harden, because, I mean, you can give and take with Damian Lillard and Chris Paul.
I don't know. James Harden and Chris Paul is a better duo than Lillard.
It's a better duo, but I'm saying as far as the point guard position, you can give and take with Dame and Chris Paul, because Chris Paul's starting to kind of deteriorate a little bit.
Dame has more longevity, yes.
Yeah.
And he... I feel like he's more clutch too.
Yeah. But it's kind of the same situation in the sense that both teams, you don't really have a primary defender because CJ McCollum can't guard us all, and Dame is shaky on defense, and Carmelo is lazy on defense. And
yeah,
with Houston, Chris Paul gets broken down against other elite point guards.
James he Arnold does, but I still feel like Chris Paul can hold his own for the most part on defense.
He's going to become a liability, bro. I'm sorry.
I think it was L.A., man.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, he's going to become a liability.
He's gonna try to go hard this year. He's thinking like, oh, I got me a young nigga superstar. He's never had like a 1-2 punch like this.
Yeah.
If you think about it. He's had straight big man shit. Yeah. Like, this is his first time. He's going to try it out, man. He's going to be cool.
So do you think that a Melo and Portland situation will work out realistically?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I said what I said about the defense shit.
It's just Melo doesn't look good on a lot of teams. I think. I mean, it's just I don't know, man. I just feel like, but he is good to have. It's just like, I do feel like if they can work out positions, he would be deadly on the Spurs.
That would be nasty.
Like the Spurs have enough defense to, you know, weigh that out. Like, oh, we can
Damn
afford
the
world.
Too, bro.
You know what I mean? Like,
Damn like that would be. Too.
He would be, if he could land in the Clippers, on the Clippers, like, that wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be bad.
Can't win no rings, though.
I mean, the Clippers is just cursed, like, I feel like that was a big mistake of, re-signing to them.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge mistake.
Oh, well, Blake Griffin?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some of these niggas just money hungry. They don't care about winning no fucking championships. They just,
that's the problem.
Just money hungry. Yeah.
That's the problem. You're already millionaires. Go for your dream, man. You're already a millionaire. You made it.
I don't fucking know, man.
You got to think, when you get the ring, you get the endorsements, which is more money anyway.
Exactly. Fucking exactly. Well, I know you're kind of like off and on with soccer, right?
Off and on soccer?
Yeah.
Can't lie, I'm dead with soccer. I'm dead. But I did see Ronaldo get sent off.
Not Ronaldo. What's his name?
Not Ronaldo.
Fuck. Neymar.
It wasn't Messi. Oh, Neymar. Yeah. He got sent off. He shoved the referee.
I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about him getting that fucking big-ass fucking check.
Oh, then it wasn't Neymar that I was talking about. I think it was Ronaldo. He shoved the referee.
Oh, really?
What did Neymar get paid off for?
He got sent off to, Paris, some team in Paris or some shit. He's not playing with...
Transfer?
Yeah, he got transferred.
Oh, yeah. He definitely got cast out there.
Yeah, he got cast out. Any y'all niggas that play soccer... I watch soccer. Y'all should know what we're talking about. I'm sorry we don't have the stats, but we don't watch soccer like that. But I just seen it on SportsCenter, and we don't really got that much sports for this show notes, so I just try to throw it in there. So my apologies. I think that's really it for sports, though, bro. We can just go ahead and end it off with gaming real quick.
Let's get into this demo here.
Yeah, Live 18 demo. You can go and give yours first, bro. All
right, so... if anybody didn't know, the live demo, is it still up?
It's out, yeah. It's out to the damn near out forever type shit. It's
not it's not a beta, yeah. So that's the difference, yeah. So the live demo is available for download on, PS4, Xbox. It was what I expected it to be. I didn't expect the gameplay to be immaculate. I knew they were going to have some more work to do. But they are going in the right direction.
Yes.
This is exactly where I expected it. The presentation was on point. First take. That took my breath away. And it was actually relevant to your little my play. I forgot what that's called. The Legacy or whatever. The Rise or something like that. Yeah. That was very relevant. The face scan is way better than 2K. Way easier.
If y'all ain't seen my face scan, please, on my Instagram and Facebook, if y'all want me on Facebook, Please look at that. It looks just fucking like me. It's crazy. My last one did too, but this one is more detailed than it was on 6.
You want to know the best thing? Like why that part is over 2K? Because it took me one try. You already know we went through it with 2K17
preview. Yes, you gotta have 2K. You gotta have damn near studio lighting to get that shit to work.
Dude, the prelude, I was up till like 2 a.m. trying to get my picture on there. I didn't play the prelude till the next day where I just eventually said, fuck it, I'll just take this ugly nigga right here.
That shit is crazy. For me, man, Live 18, first of all, one thing with EA that I'm glad they took out of 2K's book from like a long ass fucking time ago, like damn near a decade ago, bro. Remember with like NFL 2K5, you could they were selling for like $20. Remember that shit?
Yeah, $20. Yeah.
Yeah.
Live is selling for $40.
Yeah, NFL 2K5 and NFL 2K4. NBA Live will be retailed at $39.99 when it comes out on September 15th. Yep. Smart fucking move by EA. I love it. That means that's showing us.
That means they know where they stand.
Yes, and they want you to play their game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm loving that. So all y'all who are being dumbasses and paying $100 for 2K for some VC,
hold on. Because I don't know if I'm paying $100 yet.
I'm sorry, bro. I gotta say it, bro. Because this is like, just save money and get 2 games, man. You can get VC later on down the line. You feel me? that's all you're getting is VC and fucking bullshit ass.
I think all I am getting is VC. I won't be paying the whole thing for it. You know what I mean? I need my VC, though.
Oh, yeah, you do got it. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah. Need my VC.
Shit, well, you can really get live then, bro. If you're not even buying 2K this year.
It depends. It depends how things go. I don't know, because I got another system to account for it now. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well,
we're not going to say that on air, but you already know repertoire. You already know our repertoire, bro.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're going with that one. Yeah. Little inside thing. I ain't going that like really lop lop. Nah, but yeah, NBA Live is just great.
Yes.
One thing I do gotta say, I feel like the passing takes entirely too long from the moment I press A.
But I feel like with a patch they can fix that. Passing is slightly delayed. I was gonna say that. But as far as like gameplay, a lot of things I noticed, cross court passes, it's not easy. They deflect the shit. Fuck, bro. Like driving to the basket. Like you really gotta break your nigga off now, bro. You can't just drive. Like you'll bump it. Like you try to do that side to side shit. You gotta really come with a good crossover move. And even if you don't have enough energy to dunk it, bro, you're gonna get a shot blocked, bro. If you run to an elite defender, like if you got Anthony Davis down there.
Yeah, I was just about to say his name, and he smacks somebody's shit on my shit.
Yes, bro. Like,
tell me why they have me playing it on the same team as Kyrie and KD. The Dykeman game.
Oh, yeah.
They had me playing with Kyrie and KD. I was like, man, what the fuck?
Cupcake All-Stars. All right. But yeah, man, I'm liking the whole Rise thing they got going on. I played a little bit of play now against the computer, man. Feels realistic. I can say live. I like playing live better on the broadcast camera view than the 2K
Definitely.
Yeah, it looks better on broadcast. It doesn't look right playing it on 2K.
Yeah, I've always been broadcast anyway, even with 2K. But hey, man, live is going in the right direction. I say about 2-3 years, they'll be bumping heads.
Yeah. One more thing I want to say about that shit too, bro, is y'all gotta stop being brainwashed by 2K, man.
Definitely.
To the point where it's like you're not even trying to try the game out, or you play one game and lose, or you can't do what you... Live is its own individual game for a reason. If they wanted to be 2K, they would be 2K Street or some dumb shit like that. Like, EA Sports is their own company for a reason.
It's not going to be the same exact game.
Live expecting to play 2K.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you gotta respect their craft and respect them trying to put out a good product.
You wanna know what's crazy on that? Let me tell you something on that. That there is, if you think about it, there is no more. That's 2K's only competition. Like, Look at the rest of the sports. Look at the rest of the sports. There's no competitor for FIFA. Yeah. There's no competitor for.
FIFA for NHL. Pro Evolution Soccer.
There's no competitor because there's no competition. Like every year, is that 2K Sports?
Pro Evolution is. I don't know who that is. I think it might be.
That's what Konami. I'm saying. As far as visual concepts in 2K Sports goes.
Yeah.
Like NBA 2K. I mean, WWE, but come on now, EA don't even make that no more. They make UFC. But yeah. Like, if you think about it, there's no 2K doesn't have a soccer game. 2K doesn't have an NHL game. They used to. Remember NHL 2K8, 2K9? Have you noticed that's gone? Obviously, college hoops is gone because there's no college games, period. Like that, EA has it in the bag. So you know what they're trying to do. They're trying to sneak up. Like, we're trying to come back and take it all.
And see, I think it's a problem with motherfuckers being, like, biased and brainwashed is because I'm starting to realize, bro, a lot of people in our generation, mainly, like, they didn't have the luxury of growing up with the option of, okay, like, yeah, let me go get NBA Shootout. Let me go get NBA 2K.
Get NFL. Courtside.
Inside job. All that shit. They didn't have all them options. So that's why they don't get the concept. It was like, it's good to have those different games because those different companies push each other to make the best possible game. And they don't realize that. Like, all they know is like, oh, 2K Madden, 2K Madden, and FIFA, and MLB The Show. They don't remember a time when it was actual competition, and that's a problem.
But, I mean, in that defense, it's like quality. Like, those are the better games, which is why, like I said, there's no competitors either. Like, there's no substitute for Madden right now, so people are stuck on that. Like, there's no substitute, literally.
There's going to be a time when we get older, bro. Like, when my son's generation starts playing games, there's going to be a time, bro, when his generation doesn't know shit about 2K, and if 2K wants to so happen to make a comeback when my son turns 18,
You think 2K's not going to be there when your son gets older?
I'm just using the hypothetical situation, bro. There's going to be people to say, 2K football, what the fuck is that? And have no idea what NFL 2K5 is. Same way people don't really know about what NBA Live used to be. It's going to be people like that if, you know what I'm saying? You
see what I'm, yeah, there's like, kids like that now that don't know what Live used to be.
Yeah, and that's crazy to me.
Yeah, like, they don't know about NBA Live 05.
Live 05 with Carmelo on the cover and do the dunk
contest? The dunk contest, yep. Slow motion in between the legs twice.
Yeah, twice. And throw it off the fucking jumbotron. With Kenny
the Jet Smith and they actually give you the ratings right there, they put up their cars and shit. That was the best dunk contest right there.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's going to be people who don't really understand, like they don't understand now. And that's why
I ain't going to lie. Remember 2K? They had the dunk contest. That shit was low-key weak.
Shit ball.
So low-key weak.
Shit ball. 2K fucked up trying to make you, because remember it was 2K8 or 9, bro. You had to use the right analog stick. Remember that shit?
Yeah, I know.
That was lame as fuck. Lame as fuck. Shit. Did you have anything else for gaming?
Nah, I got that. That's all I wanted to touch base on was the Live.
The Xbox games for gold are shitter this month. I don't know what the PlayStations are. You know?
Nah, I don't. Nah. Or PlayStation 4 is Just Cause 3. Some other back game that. Nobody wants.
I've never played Just Cause. I've always wanted to play it. I'm going to have to download it. I know Xbox is... Who told them that niggas like playing an Xbox Live or arcade game? Arcade game.
You say arcade games? Yeah, I know.
Who made the vote on that?
I think it was CY and Rats playing Tetris and shit.
Damn near, because, I've never... Arcade games have never been the way for me, bro. I don't get why that's such a big fucking like market they're trying to push, bro. That shit is fucking boring.
NES Classic playing.
No, yeah, bro. Like, I don't want to play fucking... Yeah, bro. Real shit, though. I don't want to play that shit. who's okay in this? for real, bro. Like,
Corey, he said he want to play more Tetris, man.
For real, though. It's like... Bro, I remember one time on 360, bro, I seen Uno for the free game of the month, bro. I'm like, really?
like that's a waste. Y'all could have made other things. Yeah. That's great.
Fuck. I think that's all I got, bro.
I mean, yeah. We'll hit y'all with more next week, man. Yeah. We appreciate everybody listening.
Definitely appreciate everybody listening. You want to go get your socials real quick, bro?
Juan Huncho, every social media platform. WON_HUNCHO. That's Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter.
Okay. And you can follow me at McFly Manly on Instagram and Twitter. McFly Manly, that's spelled McFlyManly. And JManly16 on Snapchat. And that's all that we got for this week. This is episode 23. Jumping up the bando like Jordan. We is out. We appreciate everybody for listening. And y'all be safe. We'll see y'all next week. And shout out to my son's green in the background and shit and laughing and shit. Shout out to you, JJ. We out. See y'all next week. Yeah.